This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. I know I've mentioned before on the show that one of my favorite singers is Susanna McCorkle. Now, it's been a couple of years since she's performed on Fresh Air, and that seemed like too long, so we asked her to please come back. A lot has happened since her last Fresh Air performance. She now has a couple of records on Concord Jazz, No More Blues, and an album of Brazilian songs called Sabia. Earlier this year, she performed in the Oak Room of the Algonquin Hotel, which is one of New York's top rooms for cabaret singers. And in a New York Times review of her performance, Stephen Holden said, "Her gorgeous, sultry singing transports the listener to places that elude description." Playing with Susanna today is Ben Aronov on piano, John Goldsby on bass, and I want to welcome all of you to Fresh Air.
Hi, Terry. It's great to be back.
Great to have you back. Susanna, what do you want to open with?
Well, I'd like to do a George and Ira Gershwin song, and I just found the verse after the last recession, actually, the 87 October one. I found this old verse, which was so relevant, and of course, life does go in cycles. We all have to remember that, so I'm throwing in the verse, which seems as if it had been written for us now.
History rates me, long as your kiss intoxicates me. Why should I care? Life is one long jubilee. As long as I care for you, and you care for me. Let a million firms go under. I am not concerned with stocks and bonds that I've been burned with. I love you and you love me, and that's how it will always be, and nothing else could ever mean a thing. Who cares what the public chatters? Love is all that matters. Who cares if the sky see? Who cares if banks fail in Yonkers? Long as you've got the kiss that conquers, why should I care? Life is one long jubilee. Long as I care for you, and you care for me, if we care, who cares?
That's great. My guest is Susanna McCorkle. Susanna, that sounds terrific.
Oh, thanks.
You know, you have an album of Brazilian songs, and you've actually done the translations from Portuguese to English for some of the songs. I'd like to ask you to do one of them and to tell us a little bit about how you translated it. How do you know Portuguese?
Sure. Well, I studied languages. I almost became an interpreter for the common market, but chose the more secure career of singer instead.
Right.
And I always was fascinated by languages from the time I could understand that there were separate languages and that nonsense words in one language made perfect sense in another. And I started studying, I think, French first in sixth or seventh grade. I really and loved to learn songs. And when I studied Portuguese, I was in Rome working as an interpreter and translator, and the Brazilian embassy was offering some classes. So I wanted Brazilian Portuguese, especially because it's Brazilian songs that I really love. And since I'd studied Romance languages before, French, Italian, and Spanish, it's, of course, very closely related, although the pronunciation is very different. And I really loved the songs so much that I wanted to sing them in the original language, sort of the way we love seeing foreign films in subtitles. You know, you just want to see the actors singing in their own, speaking in their own languages. And Brazilian songs really deserve to be in their own language. But I also felt when I sang them that audiences didn't respond to them the way I hoped they would when I sang only in Portuguese, even if I translated first and then sang. People need to be involved and know what's going on. So many songs, good songs, weren't translated at all into English or had very banal kind of Tin Pan Alley translations that had nothing to do with the original, that when I set about making an album all of Brazilian songs, I decided that I would try to bring to a wider audience some of the songs that I thought were especially beautiful.
So have you tried to stick really close to the original Portuguese lyrics in your English translation?
I have wherever possible. In this song, I expanded a little because, you know, not every single song has fabulous lyrics. This one was more a cute song, which I heard Bola Sete, a great Brazilian guitarist, record. He recorded it and he sang it. He didn't sing very often, but I loved his throwaway, nonchalant style. So, but I found that the lyric just didn't say quite enough in Portuguese, although the kernel of an idea was there. So I expanded on what I thought the writer was saying. And it's called Dilema in both Portuguese and English. And it's about, my translation is about a very common situation, which is having been friends for a long, long time with someone and always enjoying each other, keeping in touch over the years, and then suddenly realizing that you, at least, have fallen in love. And that's your dilemma. What do you do now? Do you shut up or do you confess your love? You know, do you lose the friendship or do you get a great, wonderful love affair? And it's a risk you take. So this song is about that moment of making the decision before you make it.
Why don't you sing it?
Sure.
Eu tentei falar com ele, ele nem me percebeu. Muitas coisas eu diria, mas não tive a ousadia. Minha voz emudeceu. Eu já tenho um pensamento, como vou me declarar? Mas na hora que tormento, cadê a boca pra falar? Eu tentei dizer somente com os olhos meu querer, mas aí os olhos dele não tem jeito de entender. E esse é o meu dilema, minha mágoa, minha dor. Ou ele vê nos meus olhos, ou eu fico sem amor. I'm in such a bad dilemma, and I don't know what to do. I'm in love with someone, but I don't know if he could ever love me too. I don't know if he could ever love me too. He's the one I always dream of, but he thinks I'm just a friend. And if I suddenly say I love you, it may be the beginning, it may be the end. We've been playing games and laughing since he was 5 and I was 4. But after all that laughter, I look at him and I want so much more. Oh, it's such a sad dilemma, and I wish I knew the end. If I tell him, will I find a great love, or will I lose an old friend? Playing games and laughing since he was 5 and I was 4. But after all that laughter, I look at him and I want so much more. Oh, it's such a sad dilemma, and I wish I knew the end. If I tell him, will I find a great love, or will I lose an old friend? If I tell him, will I find a great love, or will I lose an old friend? It may be the beginning, it may be the end. It may be the beginning, it may be the end. It may be the beginning, it may be the end. It may be the beginning, it may be the end. The end, the end, the end, the end, the end.
That's great. I really like the English lyric that you wrote. Susanna, how about a song about spring?
Well, I do have a group of spring songs that I like to haul out every spring, but I noticed that most of them are very, very sad, you know. So this is my favorite of the sad ones. It's by Rodgers and Hart. Once there was a thing called spring, when the world was writing verses like yours and mine. All the lads and girls would sing as they sat at little tables
bells and drank May wine. Now April, May, and June are sadly out of tune. Life has stuck a pin in the balloon.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. It makes me sad to sing. That's a good song.
Do you get really involved with the emotions that you're singing?
I do really get moved by the good songs every time. I never get tired of singing them.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a short break, and then we'll hear some more music by Susanna McCorkle. We're featuring a concert today on Fresh Air. We'll hear more of it in just a few seconds after this break. This is Fresh Air. We're featuring a concert today with Susanna McCorkle, and performing with her is Ben Aronov at the piano and John Goldsby on bass. And I should mention, you know, if you're enjoying Susanna's music, she has a couple of records on Concord Records, No More Blues, and an album of Portuguese songs called Sabia. I should ask you to sing something upbeat since the past song put you into a sad mood.
Yes, okay. Well, how about Cole Porter? He's always great for laughs, his funniest songs.
Sure.
This is when... called Let's Do It, which Noel Coward wrote a parody of, which is also very funny, but I don't think can be broadcast across the United States. But we'll stick with Cole Porter's, which is so clever. There's a whole chorus about, I don't have time to do them all, but there's one about insects and one about fish and one all about animals and one all about humans, and he's wonderfully witty.
When the little blue bird who has never said a word starts to sing, spring, spring. When the little blue bell at the bottom of the dell starts to ring, ding, ding. When the little blue clerk in the middle of his work croons a tune to the moon up above, it's nature, that's all, simply telling us to fall in love. The chimpanzees in the zoos do it. Some courageous kangaroos do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. I'm sure giraffes on the slide do it. Every hippopotami do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Old sloths who hang down from twigs do it. Though the effort is great. Sweet guinea pigs do it. Buy a couple and wait. The world admits bears in pits do it. Even Pekingeses at the Ritz do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. The nightingales in the dark do it. Lark's crazy for a lark do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Supposed to be wise. Penguins in flocks on the rocks do it. Even little cuckoos in their clocks do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. The Dutch in old Amsterdam do it. Not to mention the Finns. Folks inside of Siamese twins. Some Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston even beans do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Great. Do you remember the first time you heard the song?
Let's do it?
Yeah. It's one of those songs that's always around.
I know. Yeah, and then I can't remember. But I do. I know. I realized something interesting about it when I decided to do my arrangement. You know, we're all used to hearing birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it. And that's actually the end of the chorus about insects. And it was moved to the beginning of the chorus because it started with chinks do it, Japs do it, up in Lapland little Laps do it, which of course no one would ever sing anymore. And I found that was interesting to me historically, that one time it was perfectly acceptable to start off the song singing that way. And I didn't want to, you know, so I cut the humans down to half a chorus. And, you know, it amazes me what you find out when you go back to songs. I mean, they reflected our times, but they did. I think song lyrics changed to fit changing times or were dropped faster than movies did or something. It's very interesting to me. I don't know if it is to you, but...
oh, yeah, well, you know, I used to
Or if
to
you
find...
even want to talk about that on the air, but...
Well, back when I used to play a lot of records on the air, I used to find that there were some songs I used to really love, but they'd have these verses that were
about
kind of offensive.
Or something.
Yeah, like,
yes.
like Mississippi Mud, you know, when the darkies beat their feet on the Mississippi Mud. Yuck.
There are so
but it's
many
a great
like
record, and it's a great song outside of that one line
yeah.
in
yeah.
the lyric.
And it's amazing that people just thought that was fine
yeah.
at one time
yeah.
to us now. You know, but it has to be acknowledged.
Are there songs that you love but that you don't think are for you as a singer and you couldn't really perform them?
Oh, sure.
What kind of songs would fit in that category?
Well, Stephen Sondheim's song, I'm Still Here. I love that, but you've got to have a real, you know...
Big brassy.
Beat up old broad, yeah. you know, cynical. And as someone, I think People magazine said, I was a bruised romantic and I just don't have the right voice. My outlook is really too optimistic for that. I mean, I have my share of depression, but I don't really feel like an old battle axe who survived everything, you know. And things like All the Things You Are, it's beautiful, but I just don't have anything fresh to add to it, and I don't have a piece of my life to give to it. So there are many, many songs like that. I'm always thinking, oh, I wish I could do that song, but it's not for me. No.
It was a tremendous pleasure to have you on the show today.
It's always
and to
great
hear
to
you
see
sing.
You and to be here.
It is great to have you here. And I want to thank you. And I want to thank the musicians for performing as well. Ben Aronoff on the piano and John Goldsby on bass. And I want to recommend you to some of Susanna's records if you want to hear her more on record. She has two records on Concord Jazz. One is called No More Blues. And the other is an album of Brazilian songs called Sabia. And also, if you live in St. Paul, Susanna's coming out your way to sing at the Dakota Bar and Grill next week. She'll also be in Salina in Topeka, Kansas. And the week after that, she'll be in Oakland at Yoshi's.